This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
And welcome to the Red Men TV. It's the uncensored match build-up show for Liverpool versus Red Star Belgrade in the Champions League. It's back, baby. I'm joined by Tom, by John, and by Lauren for this one. A couple of things before we actually start talking about the football. Tom, it's going to be really weird being in Anfield and not having any away fans.
Especially them away fans as well. You're gearing yourself up because they're just so vocal. Passionate about the team.
Do you remember from the last time you saw them?
Yeah, all them times I've watched Red Star play in the Serbian League. I watched them all the time, Chris. Okay, that's why you got me on the show.
Where are they?
The first. Yeah. With the first with 34 points and 27
points. Top of the head knowledge there.
I know they've won 11.
Chris. Wow.
Yeah. But no, it is going to be weird because that's the whole point of PSG, their fans, their away fans were amazing. And I was sat there because I was down by the Anfield Road end. I watched them for periods of the game. I was like, these haven't stopped. We scored and they carried on. And that's what makes the Champions League so special for me. So it is going to be strange.
Yeah, what type of an atmosphere are we going to generate here? Is it going to G us up? Or are we not going to be quite as good because there's no one to go, yeah, we're better than you?
It's hard to say. I'm not sure whether we're just going to go and try and be brilliant and blow them away, or whether it's going to be almost in a weird way, whether that gives them a bit of an impetus, you know what I mean? Because our fans are a bit what are we rallying against here? You know what I mean? I don't know. It's a really weird thing, because normally in a lot of these circumstances, it's either just a game, isn't it? A regular game, or there's no fans at all. It's weird to have a blend of just there's no away fans.
Just the Liverpool fans encompassing the entire pitch. Lauren, we've got to bounce back, getting onto the footy, from the Napoli's late winner, I suppose, in the last Champions League round of games for us. You know, it's a result that was probably deserved, I think, if we look back on it. But now, you know, our tougher games are behind us. We're in a spell of games, having just beaten Huddersfield at the weekend. We've got Cardiff upcoming at the next weekend. We have to get these because we've sort of pinpointed these two games as being able to make or break this group for us. We looked at it, we saw double Red Star. That's where we need to get 6 points. We've got to go out there and prove that. You know, we'll talk about the side a little bit later on. We watched Paris Saint-Germain kick their ass.
Yeah.
You know, they battered them in Paris, 6-1. Yeah. But we know that they were able to stifle the Napoli side. They were good enough to beat us. Admittedly, it was in Red Star's backyard, that one where they drew 0-0. But we've just got to get in there now and start scoring some goals in this group.
We're good enough, aren't we? We're Liverpool FC. We got to the final last season. There's a reason for that. It's because when we want to be free scoring, we are free scoring. I think it's going to be... We're going to have some players step up here. And I think Mo Salah's going to be integral to that. I really do think once he gets going, if he tucks a goal in early and then just starts assisting for fun like he did with Porto, I think he set up 4 of them goals and scored one or something stupid. And that's what we need to do. You just need to go out, blow them away like we've done so many times before at Anfield. Just go. Don't take any chances. Just literally push everyone up. Show Red Star what we're made of. 3-goal lead. Comfortably see it out, and I've got utmost confidence that we can do that.
Do you think it's something, John, that Klopp will do? Do you think he'll set his side up this time and go, get at them early, get a goal early? Sometimes Liverpool like to find their way into games, don't they? How do you think Klopp will approach it, and how do you think the team will start the game?
I think he goes for the attack first approach. I think I wonder whether he kind of sits them down before the game and shows them the Napoli game and goes, look, you know, you were really good, you hunkered down and did really well for this game, but ultimately you've made this harder for yourselves now. Like, we've now got to win this game. We've got to win, you know what I mean? To kind of, and hope that PSG and Napoli take points off each other type thing. Like, you know, it was in our hands up until that point. And I wonder whether he shows them that and just kind of says, like, look, you know, you've now got to go out there and this, you've had your little blip, you know, you've had, this is your second chance and you don't get a third necessarily. You know, you've got to go out there and just be better. And know that actually, by and large, but, you know, we are better than them. You know, I don't want to talk down the Serbian league, but, you know, like, we are, we're, you know, like, as Tom says, you know, we are one of the best teams, you know, in Europe. And
well,
in
they're
Wales.
Top of the Serbian league and we're joint top of the Premier League, so.
Exactly.
It's going to be a tough, close encounter then.
There you go, innit?
Yeah. Undefeated, I mean? Looking at that.
They are, 11 wins, one draw, looking at that. I think, you know, one of the things that I want to see from this Liverpool side is the midfield is really the sort of key battleground for me. You know, with the injuries, Henderson withdrawn, Milner had a slight hamstring issue again off the back of his hamstring injury. That's the area of the field where you think there's probably going to be quite a few changes there. And how we approach that midfield, Lauren, may just tell you exactly how Jurgen Klopp's going to play this game, because with the options that we've got available, you know, you're probably looking at Fabinho, you're probably looking at Wijnaldum as two of the first names on the team sheet, I would suggest. Whether we play Shaqiri or Adam Lallana will inform us to A, what formation, and B, how we're going to play this game.
Yeah, I think it'd be a bit harsh on Lallana to play two games within the space of a week. It wouldn't surprise me if he wasn't there, but I don't think it'd be right to just throw him in again. But because of the struggles that we're having with midfield at the minute, you don't know whether Henson's going to play, you don't know whether Milner's going to play. I wouldn't put it past them for either of them to feature in that game, like, but yeah, it's definitely going to, that it's going to be a key thing to see how that midfield sets up, and it's going to set the tempo for the game, I think.
That's it, isn't it? And, you know, these injuries are going to be difficult for us. The rotation's probably going to be key over the next few games, Tom, but it doesn't look like we're going to have too many options to choose from for this game?
No, and it's about the link between that midfield and attack, like I think you were alluding to there. We need, like, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain is a shoo-in for that. He just comes into this game and just lets us kind of push forward and have that stability at the back and just go. And that's the thing is, obviously, Keita's out. I'd love Keita. Keita would be the perfect player for this game. Just literally stick him in there and then show us your magic, mate, and I think he would have shown everyone just how good he is. As it stands, we don't have that. Adam Lallana, I would have played him if he didn't play the other day and he looked goosed. I think you've got to sit there and just be like, he can't play this game. It's so tough, but I don't know how much of a fight Red Star are going to put up. I don't want to say that they're not good, because look, this could come back to bite me if I say they're not, but like, we are good enough, so surely we've got to set our stall out and just go, right, push up on the wings, pin them back, make sure, and just make sure that we keep them under the cosh the whole game and show them this is what Anfield is, and especially without their away support. If they get a goal, they don't have anyone calling for them. It's just Anfield, like every other time when we concede, going, come on, Liverpool. And I think that's going to get us over the line.
Okay, John, this time about a year ago was roughly when we played Maribor. It was roughly when the front three started absolutely firing on all cylinders. With the struggles for the midfield, if Klopp can get his first choice front three on the field, do you think he will do?
I think he will. And I think, you know, kind of carrying on what Tom was saying, I think a lot of this game could come down to the front three. I think if they can click and just blow them away first 20 then, or first 30, that's great. But I wonder whether they maybe box clever slightly and kind of go like, right, we're going to almost play narrow, if you like, have Firmino come a bit deeper into midfield to give do the extra legwork, and just have hopefully Mane and Salah up front doing a lot of, you know, keeping their defenders back. I think, you know, Salah seems to have played himself into a little bit of form off the back of this field. You know, he seemed a lot more assured and a lot more kind of back to what we've seen of him in the last 18 months. I think Mane's been really, really good in the Champions League, personally. Whether, depending on his fitness, if he starts, but I'd hope if you can have them two on the pitch, then that gives you something. And for me, you know, you're always going to at least get a shift out of that, yeah? So you'd hope that, you know, that would be something that can get us, you know, the goals that win the game. I also think that they're a very unusual front three, you know, in that they all work hard, and not that other teams don't, but how do you mark that? And I don't know whether Red Star, you know, if you go and play a PSG, say, you know, it's two wingers and a striker, but two world-class wingers and a striker. With us, it could be Salah's here 1 minute, he's on the other side. Does that kind of, that tactical kind of thing throw them off slightly?
I must admit, I'm really intrigued to see Liverpool in this game, Lauren, because I think the form that we've been in hasn't been the best, but equally we've got to be able to carry over that confidence that Tom was talking about from last season, where it was like, hang on, we got to the Champions League final last season, we beat bigger teams on the way there. Red Star at home, as you mentioned yourself earlier, is a game where Liverpool need to take the 3 points, because you can't guarantee them against Napoli and against Paris Saint-Germain, because they're coming up against two very, very good sides. Before we get into our preferred 11s, actually, we're just going to take a quick break. I did a show with Andy Kelly last week on the redmentv.com. It was like an hour plus long show, podcast between the two of us, video podcast as well. Here's a little clip from that.
There's a certain confidence, I think, that goes into a team, that if you use your squad players and they come in and the team still performs to a really high level, I think that gives the team an absolute boost, because not only does it give you the sort of confidence that we can deal with those sorts of situations, it also says to the players who didn't play, I need to make sure I'm on point on training this week, because you know he's had a great game there. I need to make sure I'm back in, getting my place back, and that competition for places, I think, is absolutely. I think it's one of the key things that's underestimated by fans in terms of how getting into the psyche of a player and what that can do. Look at Wijnaldum this season. Mm. I mean, I think a large part of his excellent season so far has been totally down to the fact he's had a look at the squad and gone, I'm not getting a game.
So yeah, really just a thoroughly interesting fella to talk about the football. We talked about this run of games. We talked about the games that have passed. We talked about some of the young players that we can expect to see in the Liverpool shirt in the next 2 to 3 years as well. Looking at the under-18s as well as the under-23s. It's £5 a month. Go over there, check that out. If you'd like it, keep it. If you don't like it, fuck it off. And you won't be charged a penny for the first month. So we're going to come on to your preferred 11s. Lauren, what have you gone with first and foremost? I take it, I know this, I'm pretending like I'm guessing this. I know what your preferred 11 is. Every one of us has gone with the same back five, so I'll just put that first and foremost. Yeah. We've all gone Trent Alexander-Arnold back in. We've all gone Joe Gomez alongside Virgil van Dijk. We've all gone Andy Robertson left back. What is the midfield that you've picked for this one?
So I've picked Fabinho, Gini and Shaqiri.
And why?
I'm sort of basing it off the fact that Henderson and Milner won't play just because of the injury saga at the minute. But then I feel like this would be a good game for Fabinho to sort of come straight into the first team for, because obviously you've seen a little cameos of him and you can see you haven't really seen what he can do in a full game. So I think this would be the perfect one for him. You're not really, it's not like you're throwing him against PSG or, you know, like a City or a Chelsea or something. Like, no disrespect to Red Star, but they're not going to be as lethal as them.
So plus, there's 60,000 Liverpool fans there cheering
you
on. Yeah,
exactly. So I think that would be the perfect game for them. Ginny's just the obvious choice in midfield. And
Have you set them up? Have you gone 4-3-3 or 4-2-3-1?
I've gone 4-3-3.
Okay, yeah. And so who's playing the deeper role for you?
Fabinho,
and yeah. Then Gini in an 8?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting yeah. Setup. And front three?
Usual Salah, Firmino, Mane.
Nice, and yeah. Salah's wearing his glove, protective glove over his broken thumb. John, have you set him up exactly the same as that?
Yeah.
In a 4-3-3?
In a 4-3-3. I think if you have Gini, I think you almost kind of, it gives you the most options, so I think you kind of go, we've got the front three up there, obviously we've got Robertson and Trent pushing up high and wide, just pin them back and just go at it hard and heavy, and then you've got Shaqiri in, not in a 10, but kind of being able to drift into that 10 space and come in. And then if, say, you know, we go a few goals up and you want to change it, then you can say, well, okay, we'll take Trent off, put Gomez at right back, bring Lovren on, you know what I mean, that type of thing. There's a few quick changes you can make to kind of make it a bit more conservative and just kind of go from there and rest a few legs. But
do you think that's something that Klopp will look to do if we do get a couple of goals up with the injuries?
I think so, yeah. I think looking at the fixtures we've got coming up, he's got to consider that. And I think, you know, Cardiff is a completely different style of game, but not one that won't be, I don't think, too dissimilar to this. But those games are just a slog, and it's the concentration, I think, more than anything necessarily than maybe fitness at the minute. Even though we've got a few injuries, you need to be switched on for 90 minutes, that if you get one chance, you just take it. And then we saw it with Huddersfield, you know, you might only win the game 1-0 and the performance isn't great, but it's the important thing is it's the 3 points, you know what I mean? So I think he probably will look to to take those players off if we're 2 or 3 up.
Tom, you're sat in my seat. What formation have you gone with?
It's a good seat. I've gone with that in terms of the players, but I've gone Gini Fabinho as a two.
So you've gone for what formation?
It's a 4-2-3-1.
Yeah, it's that seat. Yeah, it's that seat. See where I was leading? Yeah, and you just failed.
I know, I didn't see it until, sorry. Anyway, Gini and Fabinho in there, for the same reasons as what you've said, but I just want more stability there. So I want Trent Alexander-Arnold and Robbo pushing way high up, but then they're going to get caught at least once in that game. You need them two defensive midfielders in there, I think, to cover that. And it we played it so well in the run to the Europa League final ages ago, where we just tucked in brilliantly. And we know, I want to see Fabinho doing that role. We saw a bit of it at the end of the Huddersfield game where he pulled over to the right-hand side and stifled it a bit. I don't really want to see Fabinho left by himself there.
Why is that?
Because I just don't know. I don't know about him yet. I know he's a good player, but I want either Gini to push forward, Fabinho can slot. Fabinho can push forward, Gini can slot. I like that mobility in there. And then obviously you've got Shaqiri in the 10, Salah, Firmino, Mane. You've just got that attack. So if we wanted to, it'd literally be a front six with a back four, if that makes sense. So the front six would be Trent Alexander-Arnold and Robbo pushing on to the existing four. And then you just tell Gini and Fabinho to sit in there and keep it solid and make sure that we can recycle a player on the halfway line. Keep everything moving, keep it all fluid, make sure we've got loads of bodies in and around their box. Like I said before, stifle them, keep them in there, get loads of goals. This is where we need to start free scoring, and I think that's the way we do it.
I've picked exactly the same side as well, and shock horror, I've set it up in a 4-2-3-1, so it's not just that seat, it is me as well as that seat. There was some debate looking at your piece of paper about who you wanted to play in that 10. You did actually start thinking about Roberto Firmino, Tom.
He's good in there, isn't he? I think he likes to drop deep normally, and I think he'd be another one of them in terms of recycling play. He's just brilliant at it. He will be that defender from the attack. But it's who you put in that number 9. That was the hard part. You're putting Sturridge in again? I don't think so. Solanke? I don't think so. Origi? I don't think so. That's why I've kept him there, but I mean, we do have options. But
I must admit, I the most important thing, and I kind of worked my team backwards in this regard. Normally, you start with the goalkeeper, and the most important thing for me was the front three in this game. So I wrote down Firmino, Salah and Mane as the first names on my team sheet, because that's what's going to kick Liverpool on. Yeah. You know, that back five will be the back five, and it will be solid, and it will be good defensively, and we probably won't concede goals a lot when they're in there. But what's going to win us titles and what's going to get us far in this competition is the front three. And for me, it's about trying to give them a platform where they can build their own confidence up. Because we've seen Salah get back in the goals at the weekend. Absolutely brilliant. We saw Firmino miss a really good opportunity. We've seen Mane be in good form and then probably tail off a little bit over the last few games. It's about getting them working together and going, this is your chance. Anfield, under the light, get some goals under your belt and let's take that form and roll through to the next international break, scoring, 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 not conceding. That's what I want to see this Liverpool side do. So we're going to come on to the rival fixtures next. It's Paris Saint-Germain versus Napoli. That's a game in the Champions League. That's how it works. So we'll then go on to score predictions. And I'm going to go to Lauren Black first and foremost.
I'm saying 3-1.
2.
Are we talking about us or PSG and Napoli?
Us?
Us, yeah. So us, 3-1 to us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's scoring?
I reckon Mane. I reckon front three will score.
Yes!
I want to go 3-0 Liverpool.
Who's scoring?
I think Salah gets 2, Firmino gets 1.
Nice.
4-0.
Okay.
I'm just going to blow them away. I reckon Gini's going to get 1, Shaqiri's going to get 2, and then Firmino's going to get 1 as well.
Okay. I'm going for 2-0 Liverpool. I think Firmino gets both goals and nice. Shaqiri gets both assists.
Okay, that'd be nice.
Have that, you little fucker. Thank you very much for joining me. Don't forget to like the video, subscribe to the Red Band TV on YouTube, and we'll see you next time. Ta-da.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.